LA Theater Works presents Extinction by Hanny Rayson, directed by Martin Jarvis. Starring Seamus Dever, Sarah Drew, Darren Richardson, and Joanne Whalley. Extinction is part of LA Theater Works' Relativity series of science-themed plays. Lead funding for the Relativity series is provided by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, bridging science and the arts in the modern world. Zoologist Piper Ross is determined to save the Australian tiger quoll, an endangered marsupial threatened by coal mining interests in its rainforest habitat. She finds an unlikely savior in Harry Jewell, a coal industry executive who offers to fund her conservation efforts. As she weighs his offer, she and her environmentalist colleagues find themselves facing ethical and personal dilemmas they could never have predicted. And now, Extinction by Hanny Rayson, produced by LA Theatre Works.
Rescue?
G'day. I think I've hit a tiger quoll.
No way. Where are you?
About 10 minutes from your place, I reckon.
You sure it's a quoll?
Furry marsupial. Size of a cat. Spots on its fur. Mouthful of pointed teeth.
Wow. And it's alive?
Just.
Okay, bring her in.
Come on, come on. What's keeping you? You took your time?
I couldn't find the turnoff. It's crazy out there.
May I see? Oh, it's okay. Shush, shush, shush. You make a left from Stump Gully Road.
That's if you can find Stump Gully Road.
Here, put her on the examination table. It was good that you wrapped her in a towel.
Have you treated one of these before?
No, she's my first. We just have to keep her head covered. Make sure she's warm and safe.
Thought it was male.
Oh, it's okay, little one. We're just trying to settle her down. Shh, 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 shh.
What about all that blood?
Well, that's just a cut. It's the internal bleeding we need to worry about. I'll just have a look. Oops, hold tight.
Sorry.
Not a problem. Oh, those gums look pretty pale. Here, cover her head. Like this. No, come in closer. Tummy feels all right.
Great.
She may have a punctured lung.
She's not moving.
Well, she's had a big shock.
That leg doesn't look good.
No, it's broken. That's the least of her worries. Stand here. Oh, shush, 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 shush. It's okay. You're gonna be okay. Gloves. Put them on. And then I need you to keep her very, very still. Stand nice and close. You're doing great. Are they big enough?
Yes.
Good. We're going to keep her very quiet. Just hold her head like this. That's good. Nice and gentle. Reassure her. Stethoscope?
Round your neck.
Excellent. Okay. Let's have a listen. She's in shock. You're doing well. Keep supporting her like that.
I couldn't think of who to ring. Then I couldn't find the road. It's pissing down out there. Are you counting the number of breaths?
Mm-hmm.
Used to be lots of tiger quolls around here when I was a kid. Mom, mother kept a little bloke just like this as a pet.
23.
What does that mean?
It means we need to get some fluids into her. Are you all right?
Yep. Errol, she called him. Errol Flynn. What's the needle for?
Saline, for shock. I don't think I'm going to be able to get this into a vein.
Am I holding it right?
Perfect. I'm just going to inject this into the abdominal cavity. That'll be fine. Okay. There we go. go. Should bring down her breathing.
She's in a shitload of pain.
Where did it happen?
About 10 km back, just as you come into the national park. You don't imagine you could destroy life, do you? But in reality, you are capable of horrendous acts of violence.
Well, this was an accident.
Was it? Maybe I was preoccupied. Maybe I wasn't attending. That's what my wife would say. She's just told me she wants our marriage to... That's what I'm doing here. I've just driven 1,100 kilometres to tell my parents.
I'm sorry.
I should shut up. Is there something you could give her?
I'll just get her breathing under control.
For the pain?
There is, in a minute.
Shit. Don't die. Please don't die.
Tell me about Errol Flynn.
Okay. Well, most nights, after dinner, we'd see him running along the roof of the milking shed and down the drain pipe.
Okay.
One night, when he was still pretty small, size of a kitten, we were sitting at the dinner table when Errol shows up, climbs through the window, onto my sister's shoulder, then down her arm onto the table, helps himself to a chicken wing off a plate.
That's pretty rude.
Really made my mum laugh. She loved how ballsy he was. Whereas me and Dad... What?
Nothing. Go on.
You just frowned.
You were saying about your dad?
If it'd been up to us, we'd have taken to Errol with a shotgun.
Don't you listen to this.
Like all the farmers around here, we hated quolls.
How come?
They'd get into the chicken runs, and that'd be it, just carnage in there. And we like shooting stuff, basically.
Come on, girl. Keep in there. What kind of farm?
Dairy cattle. Not many, past 60 head. My grandpa hacked that farm out of the rainforest.
That'd be hard, Yakka.
Yeah, I'll say. It was bloody cruel.
I think her breathing is settling a bit. Shh. It's okay.
So what do we do now?
We wait for the vet.
You're not the vet?
No, I'm just helping out.
Where's the vet, then?
He's out on a call.
What's his number?
He's out of range. He'll be here soon.
Shit.
I was hoping there might be a baby in the pouch. Sometimes there's...
Is there?
No.
You sure?
I know what I'm doing. Sorry. I'm sorry. No one has seen one of these for a long time. A lot of people around here have given up hope. The last sighting was 10 years ago, and that was just a hare in a trap.
What do you do, then?
I'm a zoologist.
Okay. Ah. Oh, you poor little thing.
Most people wouldn't have stopped. Why'd you stop?
I saw it run out on the road. I just saw the spots and I thought, shit, that's a tiger call. Then I hit it. I'd just been speaking on the phone to my daughter. She's 14. She rang to let me know that I've destroyed her life.
14-year-old girls can be very melodramatic, as I recall.
She was born on a night like this. She just slipped out of my wife's body and suddenly everything was right with the world. But now, her teenage life is unfolding and I'm not part of it.
Yes, you are. It's just different.
We don't live in the same house anymore.
When my father died, I was totally lost. You think the grief will come to an end and your life will resume its normal course, but it doesn't. Sorry, this isn't helpful.
Yes, it is. It's like I used to be in the center of my life, and now I'm on the periphery.
It's a lonely place.
You're divorced?
No, my parents. The hostilities only ceased when my father died. My mother is a very accomplished hater.
Ah.
Oh, shh. Come on, girl. You're sopping. You want to take off your coat?
Thanks.
Would you like some whiskey?
Most people around here drink tea in a crisis.
I'm not from around here. I keep a bottle for just such a night.
Well, thank you. Let's get it open. American?
Don't hold that against me.
Whereabouts?
Michigan, originally.
Nice.
Have you been there?
Years ago, I did postgrad at Columbia. My roommate was from Ann Arbor.
Postgrad in what?
Master of Business.
Would you mind grabbing a couple of glasses in the cupboard?
These?
Perfect. How will your parents take the divorce?
My mother will blame me.
Will she be...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?